Will you pray with me? Eternal God, on this holy day, I pray that you would speak words, the words of life, the words that remind us of the victory we have in you, the words that teach us what it means to be raised from the dead, the words that promise hope. Lord, speak these words today so that we might be changed by them. For we offer this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on April 1st, 1989, concerned citizens of London, England, got the shock of their life when they looked up in the sky and saw this giant silver orb floating above the city. The object was absolutely massive in nature. It blotted out the sun. It slowly moved across the skyline until eventually it descended into Hyde Park. Hundreds of people gathered there in the park to see what had landed. Now, when the people of London came and realized they were looking at a hot air balloon, they were surprised. But they were even more surprised when a dwarf jumped out of the basket dressed as an alien and announced just two simple words to them. What did the dwarf say? April Fools! The entire trick was financed by the great British billionaire Richard Branson. He was there in the park taking pictures as well. On April 1st, 1992, NPR's Talk of the Nation radio broadcast reported that after 18 years of retirement, former President Richard Nixon would be seeking re-election. NPR said he was looking to change his legacy. Nixon's campaign slogan was, "I didn't do anything wrong before, and I won't do it again." Thousands of NPR listeners called into the station expressing concern and outrage, but of course, the announcers just laughed. April Fools, they said. Not everyone found it funny. On April 1st, 1998, Burger King took out a full-page ad in the USA Today announcing after years of research, they had a breakthrough in food technology. You see, for the first time ever, Burger King would be offering a left-handed Whopper, specifically designed for the 32 million Americans who were regularly discriminated against by the fast food industry because of their hand preference. According to the ad, the left-handed Whopper contained the exact same ingredients as the regular Whopper. It's just the condiments were all rotated 180 degrees. April Fools, said the cashiers, as people came to Burger King wanting the number two left-handed special. You see, once every 62 years, the celebration of Easter falls on the first day of April. The last time it happened was 1956. That means once every 62 years, the Easter sermon absolutely writes itself. After all, could there be a more appropriate day to celebrate the story of Jesus' resurrection from the dead than this day? A more appropriate time to read that story once more? You see, on Friday, Pilate thought he had won. On Friday, the Romans thought they had won. On Friday, the Jewish leaders thought they had won. But on Sunday, when the women came to the tomb, the angels simply said to them, "Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? He's not here. He is risen." April Fools, they said. New life has come. The great German theologian Jürgen Moltmann once said, "On Easter morning, God unleashed the laughter of the universe." You see, this was an Easter surprise no one expected. The disciples didn't expect to find the tomb empty. The Romans didn't expect to find the tomb empty. The Jewish leaders did not expect to find the tomb empty. One moment, Jesus was dead as a doornail there in the ground. The next, he was gone. He was off someplace else. And where did Jesus go that very first Easter Sunday? Where did he travel to after leaving the tomb? Well, according to the angels, Jesus went back home. He went back to the Galilee. Now, here's my question for you this Easter morning. Why would Jesus go there? Why would he go to the Galilee? After all, the Galilee is a small and remote place. Why would he go someplace so obscure where no one would see him on the first day of his resurrection? You would think Jesus would want to go to a densely populated city, someplace where all eyes would be on him. 24 million people live in Shanghai. Why didn't Jesus go there? 14 million people live in Istanbul. Why didn't Jesus go there? 8.5 million people live in New York City. Why didn't Jesus show up in the middle of Times Square? But he didn't. Instead, the story goes he went to the Galilee. Why the Galilee? No one lives in the Galilee. No one, that is. Except for the disciples. Yes, on Easter, Jesus could have come back for anyone. He could have rose for anyone. Jesus could have come back for Caesar or for Pilate or for the Jewish leaders, only that's not what he did. Instead, the story goes, on Easter, Jesus came back to the Galilee. He came back for his disciples. He came back for us. He rose again for us. And so I can still remember a conversation I had 5.5 years ago with a little woman barely 5 feet tall. She knocked on the door of my office and she said to me, "Pastor Beam, do you have a moment?" She said, "My name is Donna Bettini. And I know we don't know each other that well, but I want to tell you what's been going on in my life recently." She said, "You might have heard I have cancer," and that's true. I've had more treatments than I can even count. But what you probably don't realize is that that cancer led me to a season of depression in my life. It was so painful that, well, I turned to alcohol as a way of coping. And, well, the alcohol made me hit rock bottom. I hit rock bottom, she said. But I want you to know, ever since that moment, when my life bottomed out, God has been there to lift me back up again. I want you to know my life is different now because of my faith. I'm in AA. I've been there for 3 months. I've been sober for 3 months, and my life is so much better. I know you talk a lot about resurrection in the church, she said, and I just want you to know it's true. Resurrection is true, and I am all the proof you will ever need. He's not here, the angel said. He is risen, the angels said. Yes, on Easter, Jesus came back for you. He rose again for you. He came to new life for you. And why did he do it? Well, he did it so that you could experience life and experience it in abundance. He did it because you were never made for woundedness. You were made for healing. You weren't made to live in fear. You were made to live in faith. You weren't made to carry shame. You were made to carry joy. God never intended you to stay in the dark. Instead, God has always called you to step into the light. He's not here, the angel said. He is risen, the angel said, and he came back for you. He came back so that your life might be abundant. See, that's the hope we celebrate this day. That's the joy we celebrate this day. We celebrate that there is nothing in life and death and life beyond death that will separate us from God's love, because God says no matter what Good Friday you're facing, no matter what rock bottom you hit, there is always an Easter Sunday just around the corner. And so if you've come here this morning feeling broken because life hasn't worked out the way you thought it would, I want you to know this, your story is not over. Because God says, "I know the plans I have for you, and they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jesus came back for you. And he came back to give you a future with hope. And if you came this morning feeling the sting of regret, Because you made a mistake long ago and you've carried the wound with you ever since, I want you to know your story is not over. Because anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old, that's passed away and gone. The new has come. Jesus came back for you, and you are forgiven. So step into the light. And if there's anyone here this morning who's feeling a sense of sadness, because your heart is overwhelmed with grief, the loss you've experienced in this life is real and it cuts deep, I want you to know your story is not over. Because in life and in death and in life beyond death, God will always be with us. Jesus came back for you. You see, he is risen. He is risen indeed. And because he is risen, we can live as people of hope. Because he is risen, we can live as people of resurrection. And I know there are people here this morning who have experienced that resurrection for yourself. There are people here who can stand up and testify that they have hit rock bottom and God has lifted them up again. And if you've already experienced that resurrection, well, then I want you to join in with the laughter of the universe. Because the joy you are experiencing this day is only just the beginning, and God's kingdom will extend from everlasting to everlasting. How do I know? What makes me so sure? Well, it's because early this morning, just before the sun rose, God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He is risen indeed. And the best news of all is he came back for you. He rose again for you. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. And amen. Will you pray with me? Eternal and loving God, we thank you that you do not leave us in Good Friday, but that you announce to us an Easter Sunday. You do not leave us in fear, but you announce to us faith. Lord, you are risen, so rise again today. Offer new life today. Offer new hope today, so that we can live as your Easter people. For we offer this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.